Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Business performance.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Rick Maurer is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Rick is an 11-plus year member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of Beyond the Wall of Resistance and my favorite book, but also my common lament, Why Don't You Want What I Want? And he's the guy who's taught us more about change than maybe than we ever wanted to know, but he's still trying hard. He's our good friend, Rick Maurer. Welcome back to the show.
It's good to be here, Jim.
It's good to have you back. And, you know, Rick, when I'm not the pro that you are when it comes to leading change, when it comes to helping people with change, but I used to do it quite a bit when I had my consulting company. And one of the things I learned is if the change that's being proposed by the top of the organization isn't, if they're not 100% invested and if they're not prepared to lead that change, then number one, it's not going to happen. Number two, you're going to have a bunch of cynical employees. What do you think?
Oh yeah, absolutely right. What had triggered my thinking about this whole senior leader thing, I had an occasion over the last 3 weeks to do kind of back-to-back sessions with a ton of clients, both here in the United States and in Europe. And I kept being asked the same question in many of these groups. And they said, and these were like middle managers who were responsible for leading projects, sometimes even a little bit more senior. And they said, what happens when they give us more projects than we can handle? And I said, you say no. And they look at me like I'm not. And having all of these back-to-back made me realize that senior leaders are not taking responsibility for what they're doing. It's really easy for them to say, yeah, let's do this. Yeah, let's do that. And I understand there's urgency. And there's no one down the line who can say, wait a minute.
Are you seeing this more now than you did, say, 5-6 years ago?
You know, that's a good question.
That's not a trick question. I have a reason for asking that.
Well, it's a great question. I hadn't thought about it that way, but I think you're absolutely right. Yeah, I am seeing
more. Here's why I think that's happened. Since 2008, so much of the management of the company has been pulled up into the executive ranks, and so much of the of corporate America. And so much of the decisions that used to be more out toward the not at the last mile of the company, but nearer the last mile of the company, those managers have either been downsized or they've retired or something. Mm-hmm. They've been replaced by a lot of young people who don't have the background, and they probably don't feel like they have the empowerment. And so more of those heavier decisions are being pulled up into the organization, so to speak.
Yeah.
And those guys are not out. They're not near the last mile. And so when the guy at the top or the person at the top says, "Let's make this change," where the change is really going to reside is at the last mile, where the customer is. And there's not as many truth tellers at that level. There's not as many. There's not as much experience anymore, I think, in that lower quadrant of the company. What do you think about that?
Well, you know, first of all,
this is what I have seen in corporate America.
Right.
Since 2008.
Yeah. Well, I do agree with you that first of all, there are fewer people doing more work.
Yeah.
And I think you're right about, and less experienced people are out there doing some major functions.
Yeah.
But the inability to say no, mm-hmm. I've seen It's epidemic now, but I've seen that throughout my entire career, that when you're in a hierarchy, it's just really hard for people to want to speak the
truth. I think that part's getting worse than it was.
Yeah. And that happens even when the leader is a really good man or woman and would love to candid feedback.
This has nothing to do with the quality of the individual.
No, it just goes with the territory.
It does. And so think about how scary that is, that your customers might be feeling that way, getting that kind of residual of all that, I guess I should say.
Yeah, no, that's a really good point.
And it's also impacting vendors. Vendors are being mistreated in the process in many cases. So, folks, if you've got an organization and small business owners, just because I just said corporate America, that's what I just said is not a corporate America a trait. It's a management trait. Make sure it's not your management trait. 20 till, right back with our good friend Rick Maurer. More on leading change. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.